Well, we're going to switch topics now. We'll get back to some of the news of the day in a few minutes, but I want to talk to my good friend Stephen Bolt from Proclivity Senior Living about a great opportunity that is ahead in the Christian community to get involved with the emerging, I don't know what you would call it, senior living issue that is, it's in the here and now, but certainly as people are living longer here in the U.S., what we're going to need for senior living is going to increase the need for quality places to go. And Stephen joins us from Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you this morning? We're getting drenched here in Nashville. How about Tupelo?
Yeah, Tupelo. We got our rain early this morning, so I guess
a billion inches.
Yeah, it's hey, Stephen, what's the price of gas down the street there in Nashville?
I have to get the mid grade, and so it's over $4 here.
Is it?
Because I've got it. I've got a Dodge Ram Rebel that requires, you know, nice gas in it. But I think it's three something. It's getting close to four just for regular unleaded.
Yeah. It's going up across the country. Stephen, let's talk about, you heard me talk about, you're the CEO of Proclivity Senior Living. Talk about the issue broadly, if you would, at first, about what's happening in our country with respect to seniors and living longer and the needs that they have.
Well, you kind of nailed it there. The first thing is they are living longer. We are all living longer. And that's both good, but it also presents some challenges. And as far as the senior housing is concerned specifically, there is a tremendous gap that is actually growing between the aging population, which isn't going to change for 20, 25 years, and the available and affordable quality senior housing. The senior housing has changed dramatically in the last 5 to 10 years. There's been a merging of hospitality, which is think of a Marriott with bistros and that kind of a thing, and the medical side of it, for both assisted living and independent living, as well as memory care. But it's an attempt to address this growing need. It's historic, Tim. We've never experienced this, not in America, and it's happening across the Western world, where the aging population, just people don't know where to put mom and dad. Matter of fact, I meet with a lot of boards and specifically pastors, and I say, Pastor, when pastors are listening, they're gonna be nodding their heads. Pastor, when you look out at your congregation, you're doing your sermon, pick out any three people. And right now, while you're doing your sermon, one of those three people is dealing with the question of what do I do with mom or dad? And in a lot of cases, it's a needs-driven issue. You know, mom falls and breaks her hip, and she can't live alone anymore. Or dad is found wandering in the neighborhood because he's got Alzheimer's or some form of dementia. Well, that requires an immediate and permanent intervention. And I think, and I know I'm getting too much into a monologue here, and I'll shoot back to you, Tim, but I get passionate about this. The Christian opportunity has Christian community has an incredible opportunity to address this issue. And so Proclivity Senior Living is doing that, and we've been doing that, and we've had tremendous success.
I want to get to what you got, the plan that you guys have for pastors and church board members who would be interested in talking in looking into what you have to offer. But give your website, so if people have to get out of their car or whatever right now and they want to hear more about, they want to read more about this and study it more, where can they go?
Yeah, please go to, I'll spell it after I say it, ProclivitySeniorLiving.com. And that is ProclivityVity, ProclivitySeniorLiving.com. And you can get all kinds of information about who we are, what we're doing, how we impact the Christian community, how we work with churches, and why churches should be engaged in this. It is a tremendous opportunity for ministry, for revenue for the churches, for relevance in the local community. I talk about the two R's with church is revenue and relevance. There is nothing more relevant, there never will be, than the gospel of Jesus Christ. That said, with regard to particular issues, such as what do I do with mom or dad, the church can play a role there. Pastors get asked all the time, Pastor, where should I put my mom or dad? And to the extent that a church is involved with a senior community, such as Profundi Senior Living, they can then feel very, very confident about making that recommendation.
Okay, right now, so go to ProclivitySeniorLiving.com, and we're talking to Stephen Bolt from Nashville. He's the CEO of Proclivity. Okay, now, in a nutshell, what is it that you guys offer I mentioned for pastors and church board members, to deacons, elders, whatever you call your church board, to pay attention to what you're about to say that you present as an option?
Let me give you two models. We have an A model and a B model. The A model is where we meet with the church board, pastors, and they have excess land. Church has excess land. That happened a lot in the 80s where churches went out in the community and bought excess land. Good idea. But they don't know what to do with it. And we can come in and do a turnkey, state-of-the-art, beautiful, highest quality senior community right there directly on the church campus. Now, in the A model, that's what that is. It's directly on the church campus. And I'm going to come back to that in a second. But the B model is what we're doing in Frankfort, Kentucky right now. We have a $45 million project, 152 units, independent living cottages, assisted living and memory care. And it is a beautiful, beautiful campus that is being developed right now. And we have two churches that are involved, but the property is not on either of the church campuses. We bought the property, and then we involved the churches after the fact. And they are thrilled to be involved and help us with ministry and volunteer services and those kinds of things. Back to the A model. If we work with the church and the church is very interested in putting one of our campuses on their church campus, we then give them a 10% ownership interest in the entire project. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but it's actually huge. You take 10% of $45 million project, and down the road, given the current economics in senior housing, which is arguably the most attractive asset class in the U.S. economy, that amounts to about $100,000 a year to the church. And then it gets bigger from there, and we don't have time to get into it, but it is a tremendous opportunity for the church, again, using those two R's, to not only gain revenue, but to be particularly relevant today in their communities to helping solve the problem of what do I do with mom or dad?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if any of what Stephen has shared has piqued your curiosity, there's no cost to going and checking it out, right? And there are churches around the country who have a lot of excess land that, as Stephen said, they don't know exactly what to do with it. This is a need that's emerging. It's here and now. It's growing, as Stephen said, on what to do to help in the area of taking care of seniors, especially who have special needs like their dementia or Alzheimer's or other situations, or they just want need to be somewhere safe and cared for and looked after. And this is a booming industry in our country. It really is. Everybody listening to me right now either is dealing with this or knows somebody who is, as Stephen referenced earlier. So Stephen, again, the people can, would you encourage people who want to know more about this to go to your website?
Oh, absolutely. And can I say one more thing?
Yes.
I think it's very important that everybody understands that the only team members that we have, what I mean by team members, are architects, engineers, builders, and particularly the operators. The operator is the entity that manages the facilities, are industry proven, highly successful, they know what they're doing, and they embrace our vision of bringing the Christian community into the the solution to the problem of what do I do with mom or dad.